Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so look, we're looking for real solutions for this Tiger offense. The one thing that we want to have happen is we want things to get better in a hurry. And I understand it. You see examples in sports of quick turnarounds and how teams can, the Vegas Golden Knights is an expansion team, making it to the Stanley Cup Finals didn't do anybody any favors. It was trying to rebuild a team, and that's us here in Detroit with the slow and steady progress of Steve Yzerman. And this Tiger team under Scott Harris, it feels like based upon their behavior this offseason, they weren't looking for short-term solutions. They weren't looking for win-now bats. They were willing to go into the season with roughly half their lineup being young players that they were hoping would prove would be cornerstone pieces for the future. And right now, only one is coming through in Riley Green. Cole Keith, Spencer Torkelson, Parker Meadows, understandably struggling with major league pitching, and it's tough. It's really tough to hit at this level. And everybody, I saw a heat chart of how everybody's pounding torque, inside, and he can't handle fastballs. His timing's way off. There is something to be said for going down to the driving range of Toledo, if you will. You go to the driving range in golf to fix your swing, to practice, to work on things. And if I'm at the driving range and I shank a shot, it doesn't cost me anything. If you're in Toledo and you're working on stuff and it's not working, it's not costing you anything. So Toledo's become a very viable option here, especially when you hear the manager make the comment, there's no point in sitting torque at the major league level. Maybe it can help. But it seems like a hands-on approach is to send him down. Now, when does that happen? He did have a couple hits yesterday, double, and it does lead the American League in doubles, which is nice. But it's one small thing that he's bringing to the table in an otherwise frustrating. It's not been a great few years. He did hit 30 bombs last year, and so that's part of the equation and a big part of it. But there's a lot to be desired.
Well, one thing that I've noticed, because you were saying, what can be done here, and you propose a trade or something like that, and the Tigers do have a deep minor league system with prospects that if they wanted to, they could offer up something to some team and probably entice them. But you got to look at teams that aren't doing well. So they need to find something. Like in the offseason, the Yankees went out and they traded for Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out so far really well for the Yankees. But Juan Soto's a free agent at the end of the season. So if you want to make a run at him, you have to wait to the end of the year. I'm just saying, you have to wait to the end of the year if that's what you want to do, if the Yankees don't re-sign him. So looking at teams right now that aren't good, you know, like Toronto, for instance, they're 16-19. But they're in the AL Beast, and that's not easy to move up there. They've got some big-time players there, like Vlad Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette. Neither of them are hitting well right now. Okay, so but those are two possible options. I went ahead and I looked at some other teams and some other players, and you know the Mets, Francisco Lindor, shortstop, right, not hitting right now. Over first base, Pete Alonso, not hitting right now. And I just started moving around the league, and they went, how about St. Louis? You know the Cardinals, they're in last place. What about you know Goldschmidt? He's done nothing this year. You start to realize that maybe Torque's not alone. There's a power outage with a lot of players right now that have big-time power. I just mentioned a handful of them. I'm not exonerating it. I'm just pointing it out that the Tigers aren't the only team that's dealing with this, and yet the Tigers find themselves, they're above 500 right now. And this is a very important week against the Gribe to see if they can stay afloat here. They just got swept by the Yankees. That's not good. And that's a playoff caliber team. We thought the Tigers were a playoff caliber team, and the Tigers pitching is very good. But, you know, to be lights out every night is unsustainable, and we just saw that was unsustainable. So now the hitters have to do something because, what, they score 6 runs in the 3 games? You got to be better than that. Okay, find other ways, and maybe they start to, the hitting starts to come up, but you know how it works. When the hitting finds its level, so does the pitching. So I'm not sure what this team has really right now, but they do have a bunch of holes. So far through 6 weeks of the season, they got a lot of holes in the offense.
248-539-9797. Danny, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Danny.
Yes. Another thing I wanted to say was, a couple of weeks ago on the Tiger broadcast, the announcers picked out a swing from last year to Torkelson's swing this year, and notice there's a big difference the way he's holding it.
Okay.
I don't know why that wasn't mentioned.
Well, you don't think that they figured this out themselves?
I guess not.
Well, he may
still
not be
swinging like this year than compared to last year.
I'm guessing that if they were able to point it out on television, that behind the scenes, they definitely know about it and they're aware of it and they're trying to work things out.
I would think so, too.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks, fellas.
All right. Yeah, look, there's a lot of analysis that goes into all of this. And there's nothing that's probably being said on television that is news to the Tigers organization. But there are some things that, you know, that creep up where in your swing, you might not notice in the moment you're doing it, and they can make corrections later and they can show a guy later. I mean, they break down film to the millisecond to look at what guys are doing. And in Torque's case, I mean, it's awfully frustrating, but Cole Keith, Parker Meadows, all part of it. Now, is there pressure on these guys right now? I don't worry about putting pressure on them by letting them know that, hey, you might have to go to Toledo because this is professional sports. Like, you are expected to perform. There's no surprise if you're not performing that a team's going to let you know, hey, go sort it out. Wait, what? Huh? Oh, I'm not performing? You're going to do something about it? It's professional sports. And if you can't handle that pressure, that you have to be able to handle the pressure to perform, or you're not going to be a big leaguer. right?
Right.
I mean,
oh, that's part of
every job has a performance expectation. Literally every job has a performance expectation. And every last one of us has to live up to whatever that expectation is. And if the pressure of meeting that expectation contributes to you not meeting that expectation, you get replaced.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When there's a reasonable alternative. That's not even just true of professional sports. It's true of every job. Now, some jobs have higher expectations, clearly. And some paychecks dictate that you have to do better than others. That's professional sports. 248-539-9797. Robert, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Robert.
Love the show, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to chime in and say Chris Fetter, rightfully so, gets an immense amount of credit for the bullpen and the pitching staff on a whole. And I think his name is Beauregard. The hitting coach, like Gator just said a minute ago, it's systemic. It's not one guy, two guys. And I know Simo mentioned this over the weekend a few times. A lot of the guys seem to be in between on the pitches. They're late on the fastball, they're too early on the breaking ball, and it's just insane to me that so many of the young guys, with the exception of Riley Green, are just they look lost up there, for lack of a better term. And it's so frustrating as a fan, as a diehard fan, because this team, the division, yeah, I think Cleveland will come back to the pack. The division is there for the taking if the hitting would just pull a little bit. My Lord. You can kind of probably hear my frustration and feel it. But it's painful. It's painful.
The thing is, the pitcher's job is to make you uncomfortable. The pitcher's job is to keep you off balance. The pitcher's job is to fool you, and they are getting fooled. A lot of guys are getting fooled. Okay, what's the solution? What's the solution? And do they have the hitters and the coaches collectively have the requisite skill set and knowledge to make whatever changes are necessary? And at some point, you have to look in the mirror and ask that question, because it could be on hitting coaches. And the Tigers have three of them. There's Beauregard, there's Berdar, and there's another assistant guy. I'm gonna have to look up.
Beauregard, Berdar, and then there's Lance Zawadzki.
Okay, so, you know, those guys have to find solutions, part of their job. Now, sometimes the material you're working with as a coach is just not going to get it done. But every time you move up a level, there's new challenges, and this is the highest level of baseball there is. And maybe, just maybe, some of these guys aren't cut out to be that hitter yet. You know, it's funny, Gator, when you start mentioning all those young players that are struggling elsewhere, some of them aren't young, but some of them were, it got me to thinking. When you mentioned it, I was thinking, well, they're not trading him. Well, they're not trading him. Well, they're not trading him. So why would I think the same? Why would I think they're going to trade some of our guys? And it's mostly because guys have shown potential and organizations commit to them and think they're going to build around them, they're hesitant to trade them. And so I don't know that trading for a solution is one thing, but trading a Torque or a Parker Metals or a Cole Keith, especially Keith, who just got here, I mean, it just seems like it's unrealistic. Like they wouldn't want to take this to the end of whatever road it is to make sure that they're not giving up on the next great bat.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And I wasn't, when I was talking about moving guys, I was talking about moving the prospects that haven't reached the major leagues yet.
Yeah.
So I wasn't looking at moving Torque or moving Colt Keith, but they do have prospects in the system that they could move if they wanted to. I mean, you've got a guy who's pitching right now at AAA and Matt Manning, that should he be on this roster? I mean, normally you'd say, yeah, but the guys have pitched pretty well so far this year in the starting rotation.
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback. What's the solution? What do you think the solution is? Comments coming in on the City Connect jerseys. If you haven't seen them, follow the links we tweeted out at DunGator971 and through the 971 The Ticket Twitter account. Go see for yourself. Champ and Chump votes rolling in as well. We got some Lions stuff we'll get to a little bit later on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.